Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're just conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. Is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, a condominium, or manufactured or mobile home?
Single-family.
Single-family. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, moving right along, do you own or rent your home? Thank you. And can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
2014.
Oh, wow. That's not long ago. Okay. It's brand new, almost brand new. And how many years have you been a permanent resident in Florida? How long have you lived in Florida?
Oh, 30 years.
30 years. Thank you, ma'am. Now, have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2, Category 3, 4, or 5? Have you or any adults experienced any of these?
Yes.
Which one? The tropical storm?
Definitely that. And I think we got hit with a... I can't remember. I think it was a 2 or 3. It was hurricane. It was one that hit Miami. It wasn't Andrew, but it wasn't the worst, but it was up there.
Okay, understood. Okay, let me continue moving right along. So I put tropical storm in hurricane 3, okay? So we can continue.
Okay.
Do you know the name of the year of the tropical storm? Was it in the 80s and the 90s?
Oh, it was early 2000s. Like
okay.
2002,
okay. Do you remember the name of the tropical storm?
I don't.
Okay. How about the hurricane? Do you remember the name of the hurricane?
I don't. I know that there was multiple ones that year, but I don't remember the one that hit actually came ashore.
In the year? Do you remember the year at all?
I believe it was 2002.
Okay, 2002. And the tropical storm was also 2002?
Yeah. It was the year that got bombarded by them.
I hear you, ma'am. I hope this year will be better. Have you of any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Put up the hurricane shutters, board up the home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of relative, a friend in another area, or would not make any preparations? My home is already prepared.
My home is already prepared.
It's already prepared. Thank God for that, huh? And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
I'm very certain.
And can you please select the top 3 sources of information? Do you use the internet source other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or the application WhatsApp? Do you use any of those to get your information?
I use news and radio. You ready, John?
Radio and the newspaper, the print, the media?
Yes.
Okay.
And my husband's an amateur radio operator, so he is... alerted because of the emergency.
Thank you for that.
Network.
Friends and family, right?
Yeah.
Because you're your husband. Now, let's go from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared to 5 being the most prepared. How would you rate your household preparedness? What number? From 1 to 5.
Five.
Thank you. And any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? How about the cost of housing, or the cost of childcare, or the transportation costs, or property taxes, the cost of insurance, the loss of income or employment, the cost of food and other essentials? Have any of these impacted your ability to prepare for hurricane or storm?
No.
Okay, none of the above? Okay, thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay, thank you. And would you, when would you evacuate? Let's say, for the sake of argument, that they tell you to evacuate. Do you evacuate within the 48 hours, 36 hours, 24 hours? Or if the emergency management officials order you to evacuate?
48 hours.
Got to
get out because of the crazy drivers.
Yeah, it gets crazy. If you need to evacuate, would you go to your local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend and family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
I would go to a relative's house in another state.
Understood. Okay. And how many vehicles are available in the household? One. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line, ma'am. And what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy?
I will not discuss that.
That's okay, ma'am. Now, how confident are you that you can come out with at least $2,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Are you very certain that you can come up with that kind of money? Or probably?
Yes.
Oh, okay, very certain.
Yes.
Thank you. And how is your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? The decrease significantly? Decrease somewhat? Remain the same? Increase somewhat or increase significantly?
Increase somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And how about in the 1 to 3 years? Say an option. How does your insurance rate change in the last 1 to 3 years? Significantly decrease, decrease somewhat, remain the same, increase somewhat, or increase significantly?
Increase somewhat.
Increase somewhat, okay. And then the 3 to 5 years, how's your home insurance rate change in the past 3 to 5 years? Significantly, somewhat, the same?
It's still somewhat, not significantly.
Okay, somewhat increase, correct?
Yes.
And in the past 5 to 10 years, how's your insurance rate changed in the last 5 to 10 years? Somewhat increase, somewhat decrease, remain the same?
Well, I've gone from a hurricane-prone area to a more safer, quote, safer area, so it has decreased.
It had decreased somewhat or significantly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, as a result of this increase, what options did you take? Did you change your insurance provider, increase the amount of deductible, decrease your coverage, or nothing? Continue to stay at the height?
The same provider.
I'm sorry?
I kept the same provider.
Oh, you just keep paying it, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring?
I don't care to discuss that.
Okay, that's okay, ma'am. And then which of the following would you consider taking if the insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing in the current rate or higher? Will you move to another home within the same county, move to another county with Florida, or move into another state, or would you not move?
Would not move.
Okay, thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policy. Will you consider if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or government should not be involved in recovering efforts? Who do you think?
I think it's federal government.
A federal government. Thank you, ma'am. Now, I appreciate your patience very much. On the scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from 1 to 5?
Probably a 3.
Okay. And how how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk from 1 to 5?
Probably a 3.
Okay. And how much confidence do you have that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk? What number?
I would say 4.
Okay. And how confident do you feel that the new developments take into account flood risk for 1 to 5?
No, that would be 2.
Okay. Thank you, folks. Have a good evening.
Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am? 1 is no confidence, 3 is confident, reasonable confidence, and 5 is very high confidence that the new developments take
it to. It would be 3 then.
Okay. And how confident do you feel that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss from 1 to 5?
Is a 1 low confidence?
Yeah, 1 is no confidence at all.
Okay. Then it would be a 2.
Okay. And next, I would like to ask you just a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe the sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think that your property finances, or I'm sorry, do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Mine personally, no.
No? Okay. But you are aware that the sea level is rising, right? But you don't believe
correct
that you will be affected. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Well,
now, if yes, ma'am? Go ahead.
Everyone is affected. So I changed my answer. Everyone is affected.
Okay. So you do believe it's happening, but you do know if you will be affected, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, if the government were to take action on the sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or no action should be taken?
Well, it would probably have to increase both.
Income tax or property tax?
Both.
Both. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, or slightly, or not at all?
Moderately,
thank you. And when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Your neighborhood, the schools, the crime, the price of the home, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to your job? What was the characteristics?
It would have to be the location. We like living in the woods.
The neighborhood, okay. Any other?
Yeah.
The school? Did you check out the schools?
We're retired.
Nothing?
It doesn't matter.
Understood. That's excellent. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20?
I'll be lucky if I live 3 to 5.
Well, and finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we'll be finished. Can you please tell me, is your age, I know you told me you retired, but I'm required to read verbatim, 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Okay, and are you a female or a male?
Female.
Okay, and including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
And under 12 years old? Nobody?
No.
And are 65 or
that's
older?
That's why I'm not concerned about school. Both
two
of us are over 65, yes.
Okay, thank you. And what is your marital status? I know you tell me you're married, right?
50 years.
Okay, congratulations on that. And what is the highest grade of a school that completed by an adult member in your household? High school, some college, college graduate, or graduate degree?
Graduate degrees.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or the descent? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White Caucasian, Black African American, Asian, Native American?
I'm Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. And what language are most often spoken in your home? English, Spanish, or other?
English.
And can you please tell me which is the income range for your household? Under 20,000, 20 to 30,000, 30 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000?
We'll not discuss.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. I enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Ooh, ooh, ooh.